scallops, one salmon.
Fred DiFilippo learned his craft at one CIA, but works at another.
I'm ordering chicken salad on wheat.
He received the classic chef's training at the Culinary Institute of America in upstate New York, but ended up at the other CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. DiFilippo is the CIA's executive chef. He presides over the agency's fine dining restaurant on the 7th floor, which we cannot show you because we were not allowed to videotape CIA employees. He also runs CIA Director Michael Hayden's private dining room, where the top spy's invited guests dine on fine china embossed with the CIA logo.
What we primarily do here is we support a lot of the high-level meetings for the director, the deputy director, and mostly the top echelon in CIA. Whenever they have a meeting, essentially we are a part of that meeting.
But 5 days a week, DiFilippo's culinary staff serves up top-notch food for any CIA employee who tires of the agency cafeteria fare or the in-house fast food outlets. He serves up to 150 employees a day. Here, DiFilippo cooks what he calls twists on bistro classics. He changes the menu every week to keep himself and his customers from getting bored.
I like to keep things different. I'd like the customer to experience different tastes and different flavors. So it's always a challenge for me to take that on and try to make the next dish a little bit better than the last one.
One of his popular recipes is sea scallops with snow peas and bacon in a cream sauce over pasta.
Alex picked up one turkey.
The 37-year-old DiFilippo found his dream job at this CIA 4 years ago through an advertisement in the alumni magazine of the other CIA, the Culinary Institute of America. The hours were a chef's dream, he says, with no nights. But he had no idea where the job was until right before he was hired.
But called up and got a little bit of information from it. They still haven't told me exactly where the building was. And, had a little phone interview. Prior to coming in, there was a background check, and everything checked out, and then they gave me the call back and told me where it was, and I was pretty shocked.
For spies with a sweet tooth, Fred DiFilippo serves his own chocolate tiramisu, a cake and cream confection that shows his Italian heritage and is so popular that it is never off the menu. But he won't reveal the recipe. After all, unlike the Culinary Institute of America, the Central Intelligence Agency is in the business of keeping secrets. Gary Thomas, VOA News at the CIA.